The Hawke's Bay Arts Festival started yesterday and it runs through until the 28th. One of the acts is the Adelaide-based Compañía Alma Flamenca. Their show Ida y Vuelta is being billed as the emotive Andalusian art of live flamenco music, song and dance. Well, I think it'd be very hard to find a more enthusiastic evangelist for flamenco than their director. I caught up with her by phone from Adelaide yesterday afternoon.
My name is Rishane Wijeratna and I am director of Alma Flamenca Performance Company, known as Compañía Alma Flamenca. And we're based in Adelaide and we'll be performing for the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival October 22nd in the Victoria Spiegel Tent.
Look, Rishane, you live in Australia. We can hear it in the accent just. You're of Sri Lankan heritage and you've studied flamenco in Spain. A lot of different nationalities going on there.
Yeah, I'm a person of the world and I really love it that way. I do feel very strongly connected to my heritage, which is Sri Lankan. My parents are Sinhalese, born in Sri Lanka, and they migrated to Australia about 50 years ago, where me and my brothers were born. We were born here in Adelaide. And then about 20 years ago, I found flamenco and fell in love with it and started studying it quite intensively. And to really understand flamenco, you need to understand the culture of the people in Spain. And so I started traveling there regularly, and I've been doing that for about 16 years now. So I live 9 to 10 months in Adelaide, Australia, running my dance school and the company. And I travel to Sevilla in the south of Spain, where I train and, you know, immerse myself in the flamenco life over there and perform.
What is it about flamenco that you love? What really is it about it that got under your skin?
Oh, that's a really hard question to answer because it's a lot of facets. I mean, my whole family are musical, and the rhythms in flamenco are just so intricate. I mean, they're not easy, and I think that's why I love it. I love the challenge. They're really intricate, and there's a lot that you can do with the flamenco rhythms. And also, I think the thing that is so special about flamenco is it's the encouragement of pure, honest, raw emotion at any given time. And the facet that I love most about it is the improvisation that happens, because it's about connection to the audience, connection to yourself and what you're feeling at the moment, connection to the artists who are around you performing with you, the guitarists, the singers, the palmeros, which are they're the clapping, the people who clap, the percussionists. It's communication between the energy in front of you and behind you, and it just hits you from all angles, and it's quite exciting because you never know what's going to happen, because it all happens in the moment, and that's quite exciting. Whereas when I learn other dance forms like ballet or contemporary jazz, ballroom dancing, you know, the choreographies were very set, and you learn the choreography and you do the choreography and you perform the choreography, you know. Whereas with flamenco, there's a very exciting and energetic avenue for improvisation and communication. And I think that creates a really beautiful connection.
I had no idea about that improvisation involved. That sort of does explain why there's such a life and an intensity to it, because it's being, as you said, it's being created in the moment.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Sometimes people say, oh, flamenco is special because it's passionate, which is true. Flamenco is special because it's very emotional. But you could say that about all art and all dancing, really. You know, when Mikhail Grishnikov dances, I mean, I think it's beautiful and artistic and passionate and divine, you know. So what is it about flamenco that makes it so special, so different, so unique? And I really do think it's that we live in the moment and anything could happen. And I also feel that's why the audience is such an important part of the show itself, because they give energy too. They, you know, I've had audience members, you know, crying in the audience, you know, yelling out, woo, in the audience, you know, like, or ole, you know. Sometimes they don't know what to say in Spanish and they just scream out, you know. But it's wonderful, you know, because their energy is very much a part of what we do as well. And that's a very special connection. You know, it's very There's a lot of electricity.
Yeah, well, I've seen video clips of you and your company performing, and the things that strike me is it's amazingly athletic, some of the things that are going on, but so extraordinarily intense. And from what you've just said, that intensity is perhaps part of the danger of the art form.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the way you said that. Yeah, very much so. The danger of the art form.
My guest this afternoon is Roshane Wijeratne. Look, one of the interesting things about flamenco is that it really has travelled from Seville, from Andalusia, throughout the whole world. I think I've read that there are actually more flamenco schools now in Japan than in Spain itself.
Yeah, look, flamenco has become huge in Japan. I think it's quite possible that there are more schools in Japan. I'm not quite sure, but I do know that next to Spain, it is the place, I think, that where flamenco is most popular. And it's all over the world, and it's growing. And I think what's beautiful about flamenco is that it is so inclusive of all people who have the will to practice and to express their souls, to express themselves, because that's what it's about. You have some of the greatest dancers are actually the elderly people, the ones who have lived, you know, a long life and have a lot to say, you know. And then you've got, you know, the younger, more energetic and athletic dancers coming up in the ranks as well in Spain and all over the world. But it's accepting of all races, you know, colours, religion, where you come from, your age, because it's about, you know, I've seen children dance at the age of 4 and perform. I've seen great artists at the age of 80 get up and dance, you know, solos. And because it's very accepting of who people are, you know. And you don't have to have a certain kind of body or a certain kind of height or a certain kind of weight, you know, or be a male or a female or whatever. None of that is actually important. What's important is that, you know, that you work your technique, but also that you delve deep inside yourself to express something that connects to the people around you. And that's what the flamenco aficionados really look for, that move. Yeah.
Look, tell me about your program, which you're performing at the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival. This is Ida y Vuelta. One thing that amazes me about this is that all the different influences and different sort of ethnic influences coming into flamenco that I had no idea about, because you think of it as being a Spanish form, and because of Andalusia, there's a sort of a, you get an Arabic tint to it as well, but there's much more than that even.
Yeah, look, it's because it's the history of flamenco is highly contested and arguable. It for sure has had the biggest influence has come from the gypsies in the south of Spain, you know, who have travelled all through, you know, Europe and come into Spain. And there is also legend that says that they very much travelled through, you know, the Indian continent as well. So you're looking at a lot of migration over, you know, thousands of years, over a very long period of time. And also, if you look at Spain's history, you know, there's the influence of the Christianity, Jewish influences, the Moorish influence, and all of that has had an effect on flamenco music, flamenco singing, the dance moves, even the toe tapping and rhythms that you'll hear, you know, you know, a lot of it's reminiscent of, for example, when I learned Bharatanatyam Indian dancing, a lot of the rhythms that you do with your feet are quite similar, you know. And so I was exploring this whole idea of ida y vuelta. Ida y vuelta means basically there and back, so it's sort of like a round trip. Ida y vuelta means, you know, you're going and you're coming back. And this show, it explores some of those influences, both ancestral and also recent. So we're looking at this beautiful marrying of Kathak music with flamenco, and how there are such similarities in footwork and in rhythm. And we have Jay Dabgard coming from Melbourne, who is an incredible tabla player. And I get to do a lot of fun rhythmic exchange with him, as well as my flamenco percussionist, Adrian Van Noonan. He works with Jay a lot in this show, and it's very exciting percussively. We also explore another beautiful side of flamenco, which is more recent, which is like the more recent travels of people through South America. Because, flamenco is also, I'm talking about the history and the Indian culture, but also recently there's been a lot of travel from Spain to South America and from South America to Spain. And this has created a whole nother influence. And there's actually a whole new group of flamenco songs known as Ida y Vuelta. They've actually called this group of songs Ida y Vuelta. And we're exploring those songs as well because they're beautifully influenced by Cuban music and, you know, Argentinian music. And we have a gorgeous dancer from Sydney, Chachi Peñalver, who is an award-winning dancer and, you know, has travelled the world as a soloist in several companies. And she's bringing her story of migration from Venezuela to this show. So if you look at the cast of this show, it's very special that I tried to pick people whose own stories of migration very much mimic, you know, the stories that we're telling in flamenco. We have Paco Lara, who is an incredible guitarist right from the birthplace of flamenco, Andalusia. He's from Jerez in Spain. Mm-hmm. And he is a world-renowned guitarist, and it is incredible to have him here in Australia. And I'm so excited to bring him to the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival. He is a phenomenon. And so we have him from Jerez. We have Chachi from Venezuela, myself with my Sri Lankan heritage, Jay with his Indian heritage, and my whole entire company to tell these beautiful stories of migration through the music, through the dancing, and through this beautiful cultural exchange between all of us. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, it sounds as if it's going to be a marvellous event. Look, Roshan, on our radio station at the moment, we're running a kind of an audience poll where we're getting audience members to tell us their favourite pieces of classical music. And I know I'm springing this on you, but do you have a favourite classical piece or maybe a favourite flamenco piece we could play?
Oh!
I know, it's a terrible question to land on you all at once. I've been doing it to people all through the week.
I don't know if you, I'm not sure if you'll have it. I mean, I have a lot of favourite flamenco pieces. One of them would be, if you want something fun, from Miguel Poeda, is a beautiful song called Buena Intenciones. I'm not sure if you have it, but that's the one it's a beautiful tango, so it's a four-beat rhythm. That's probably one of my favourite fun songs to listen to. Do you think you might have that one, something by Miguel?
Well, we'll certainly see if we can find it.
He's a wonderful flamenco singer, very
great.
Well known.
Wonderful. Hey, Roshan, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. We hope to see you at the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival.
That is Roshan Widyaratna. She is performing at the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival on the 22nd. Their show, Ida y Vuelta, from Roshan's compañía Alma Flamenca.